This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio today discussed sustained progress in the India-U.S. Comprehensive Global Strategic Partnership and issues related to regional and global peace and security. Secretary Rubio called on Prime Minister Modi at Seva Teerth in New Delhi this afternoon. Prime Minister Modi said in a social media post that India and the U.S. will continue to work closely for the global good. External Affairs Minister Dr. Jaishankar and NSA Ajit Doval were also present during the meeting. The Prime Minister's office said in a statement that Secretary Rubio briefed Prime Minister Modi on the sustained progress in bilateral cooperation across a wide range of sectors, including defense, strategic technologies, trade and investment, energy security, connectivity, education and people-to-people ties. Secretary Rubio shared the U.S. perspective on various regional and global issues, including the situation in West Asia. Mr. Modi reaffirmed India's consistent support for peace efforts and reiterated the call for peaceful resolution of the conflicts through dialogue and diplomacy. The Prime Minister requested Secretary Rubio to convey his warm greetings to U.S. President Donald Trump and said that he looked forward to their continued exchanges. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that government jobs serve as a vital means to improve and ease the lives of the citizens. He made these remarks while addressing the 19th Rozgar Mela through video conferencing today. He noted that the nation has placed its trust in its Karma Yogis and it is now their responsibility to honor and strengthen that trust through their dedication, conduct and everyday actions.
51,000 से ज्यादा युवाओं को सरकारी नौकरी का नियुक्ति पत्र मिला है। आज आप सभी देश की विकास यात्रा में अहम भागीदार बन रहे हैं, जिम्मेवार भागीदार बन रहे हैं। रेलवे, बैंकिंग, डिफेंस, हेल्थ, एजुकेशन और दूसरे कई क्षेत्रों में आप सभी नई जिम्मेदारियां संभालने जा रहे हैं। आने वाले वर्षों में विकसित भारत के संकल्प को सिद्ध करने में आप सभी महत्वपूर्ण भूमिका निभाने वाले हैं।
Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today said India continues to witness strong economic fundamentals and robust export growth amid global turbulence. He said the pace of export growth recorded in April has continued into May, reflecting the resilience of the Indian economy amid global adversities. Briefing media in New Delhi, Mr. Goyal highlighted that the government has absorbed the burden of elevated fertilizer prices to protect farmers from rising input costs. India is the only major economy in the world to have held retail fuel prices essentially unchanged through the first 76 days of the Strait of Hormuz disruption. According to sources, India continues to absorb the global oil shock amid the Russia-Ukraine war and the closure of the Strait of Hormuz. Sources said the government cut the essential excise on petrol and diesel four times, absorbing approximately 30,000 crore rupees of revenue at the exchequer in the most recent cut. The Ayushman Bharat scheme will start in West Bengal from July this year. Chief Minister Shubhendu Adhikari announced this in Kolkata today after a virtual meeting with Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda. The existing beneficiaries under the state health scheme, Swasthya Sathi, will be incorporated into the Ayushman Bharat scheme. In IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants will take on Punjab Kings at Bharat Ratna Shri Atal Bihari Vajpayee Khana Cricket Stadium, Lucknow this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. In wrestling, Indian grapplers Suraj Vashisht and Sagar Singh advanced to the finals of the men's Greco-Roman categories at the Asian Under-23 Wrestling Championships in Da Nang, Vietnam today, assuring India of at least two silver medals. In the 60-kilogram category, Suraj Vashisht edged past Kyrgyzstan's Nuristan Chyorkulov 3-2 to book his place in the final. He will now take on Aitbekov of Kazakhstan in the gold medal clash. Meanwhile, in the 67-kilogram category, Sagar Singh registered a commanding 4-0 victory over Saudi Arabia's Munthir Abdullah A. Jandu in the semi-final. And with that, we end this news bulletin.